Congratulations.
At a reception beforehand, Colbert was gracious, posing for photos with more than 100 students and parents who were clearly pumped. We spoke with Ben Hemingway, Danielle Makia, Aaron Abdelrazak, and Ariana Parsons.
He's hilarious, and he's a huge figure. Obviously, you can see that everybody is so ecstatic that he's here.
It's great to see him, you know, in the flesh, and I'm excited to hear what he has to say.
I'm super excited, super excited. Yeah, can't wait.
Is there anybody else you'd rather hear from?
Nope. I think we got a good one.
A short time later, Colbert wowed the crowd with his humor and his command of the local lingo.
I'd also like to thank the Board of Visitors. Board of Visitors, of course. That name goes all the way back to your founder, Thomas Jefferson, who was just trying to put the local Indians at ease. Just visiting should be going home any century now. And that's just one of the many unique, dignified terms that set UVA apart from other universities. Instead of freshmen, you have first years. Instead of a quad, you call it a lawn. Instead of saying we are members of a proud educational tradition dating back to our nation's founders, you say wahoo-wa. Which begs the eternal question, wahoo-why?
Colbert, who's a native of South Carolina, spent his first 2 years of college at an all-men's school in Virginia, Hampton, Sydney. But he often came to Charlottesville to meet girls and hope to transfer.
And you know this is an impressive institution because it rejected my application. Yes. In the spring of 1984, I applied as a transfer student. And at the time, you could send your essay in after the rest of the application. Well, apparently the admissions board took issue with the content of my essay, which was none because I never sent it. So today, President Sullivan, I would like to submit this address as my essay. And since this is a smart school, let me just toss in some SAT words. Syzygy. Heterodox. Benedict Cumberbatch. Am I in?
He congratulated the students, noting they were in good company as UVA alums.
You got Woodrow Wilson, Robert Kennedy, Janet Napolitano, Katie Couric, Tina Fey, the painter Georgia O'Keeffe. I love her paintings. They remind me of something I rarely saw at Hampton, Sydney. And, of course, Edgar Allan Poe. Or as his roommates called him, Creepy Eddie.
And he took time to offer some advice, which he guessed the students might not take.
This week's Time magazine called you lazy, entitled narcissists. Who are part of the me generation. So self-obsessed, tweeting your Vines, hashtagging your Spotifys, and Snapchatting your YOLOs. Your generation needs everything to be about you, and that's very upsetting to us baby boomers because self-absorption is kind of our thing. We're the original me generation. We made the last 50 years all about us. We took all the money, we soaked up all the government services, and we've deep-fried nearly everything in the ocean. It may seem that all that's left for you is unpaid internships, Monday to Tuesday mail delivery, and thanks to global warming, soon semester at sea will mean sailing the coast of Ohio.
So Colbert concluded, take the hard road to what you want the world to be.
And don't worry if we don't approve of your choices. In our benign self-absorption, I believe we have given you a gift, a particular form of independence, because you do not owe the previous generation anything. Thanks to us, you owe it to the Chinese.
I'm Sandy Houseman.